Triceratops Summer, Michael Swanwick. The dinosaurs looked all wobbly in the summer heat shimmering up from the pavement. There were about 30 of them, a small herd of what appeared to be triceratops. They were crossing the road, don't ask me why, so I downshifted and brought the truck to a halt and waited. Waited and watched. They were interesting creatures and surprisingly graceful for all their bulk. They picked their way delicately across the road, looking neither to the right nor the left. I was pretty sure I'd correctly identified them by now. They had those three horns on their faces. I used to be a kid. I owned the plastic models. My next-door neighbor, Greta, who was sitting in the cab next to me with her eyes closed, said, "Why aren't we moving?" "Dinosaurs in the road," I said. She opened her eyes. "Son of a bitch," she said. Then before I could stop her, she leaned over and honked the horn three times, loud. As one, every triceratops in the herd froze in its tracks and swung its head around to face the truck. I practically fell over laughing.
"What's so goddamn funny?" Greta wanted to know.
But I could only point and shake my head helplessly, tears of laughter rolling down my cheeks. It was the frills. They were beyond garish. They were as bright as any circus poster, with red whorls and yellow slashes and electric orange diamonds, too many shapes and colors to catalog, and each one different. They looked like Chinese kites, like butterflies with 6-foot wingspans, like Las Vegas on acid. Then, under those carnival-bright displays, the most stupid faces imaginable, blinking and gaping like brain-damaged cows. Oh, they were funny, all right, but if you couldn't see that at a glance, you never were going to. Greta was getting...